any bit, it could be a bit superficial. If people have RS or SRGOs, please feel free to say anything. I wasn't aware of giving this cover until yesterday afternoon. I only did this video yesterday, and I haven't really had so much time to think about things. So we're going to do Abishal today, not the Mitzvah Chalitza, Mitzvah Yibum Kodemes, but the actual Shita of Abishal, in terms of what happens. In terms of what he says, that if you have Bia Shalosh Mitzvah, or do all these random things, so it's Kido Pogia Be'erva, Karbinai Yosef Al-Namzer. So first of all, just to get the different states of Abishal straight. So we have four different Tani Edik statements of Abishal, or of somebody about Kavana for Yibum. Just read the Lashanos. First one is the Mishnah in Bukharos, Nafik Yom Adalos, the last Mishnah in the first Barak. There, it just says, Mitzvah Se'ibim Kodemes Mitzvah Chalitza. Now that we don't have kavanah on the shem mitzvah, mitzvah chalitza kodemes. So it says that there is a certain maila of having kavanah on the shem mitzvah. If you have kavanah on the shem mitzvah, then it's better to do yibam. Great. Simple mshah in the Mishnah. It's just that people changed, people got worse. And since people got worse, therefore we have to switch it to chalitza. Great. Second Tanaitic statement is a Tosefta in Yavamos. Also, there's no name about it. Abishal is not mentioned. It's completely anonymous. There it just says, Haba, it's a Tosefta in Yavamos in the end of Perek Vav, the last Tosefta there. Haba Yavimto L'Shem Noi, L'Shem L'Chasim. Two cases. If you have Bia the Yavama, L'Shem Noi or L'Shem L'Chasim. Meaning two things that don't have to do with the mitzvah and two negative kavanos, Hashem Noi or Hashem Nachasim. Then we have the same statement as Abishal Nargumar. So Kilo Bogir Be'erva, Bakar B'Vav Yos Namzer. So we have a Mishnah of Bakaros which mentions Kavanah Hashem Yibam. We have the Tosefta in Yavamos that says if you have negative kavanos, it says Kilo Bogir Be'erva. Then you have the Braisa, which Argumar quotes in Nachlam et Hasim Abayis, which is more complete. Number one, Abishal is mentioned. Abishal Omer. And number two, there are more things on the list. Konis is even told Hashem Noi, Hashem Ishos, Hashem Davar Acher, Kilo Bukia Be'erva. So here, it's not just Hashem Noi and Hashem Nachasim. There are three things on the list. Hashem Noi, Hashem Ishos, Hashem Davar Acher. So you would, if you're just reading things straight, you would think L'Shem Ishos is fine. L'Shem Ishos is not a negative kavanah. You're not doing it because you think she's pretty, or because you just want to get the money. You want to marry her. Marrying her L'Chorah is a good thing. Is a good thing to do. Still, according to the simple pshat of this brisa, it's still kilo pogia be'erva. A karbon ayin dios with yosef alamzir. It sounds like you need kavanah mamash L'Shem Mitzvah, and kavanah L'Shem Ishos, meaning neutral, seemingly neutral kavanah, would still be problematic. Next, you have Yushalmi. Yushalmi is a bit different in two ways. Really, only in one way. I'm sorry, you're right. It also leaves out the Shem Ishos. It's a Shem Noi, the Shem Dvar Machirim. It leaves out the Shem Ishos. And also, the result is not Kilo Pogia Be'erva, but Harezu Bilos Nos, Makar Yosef Lad Mamzer. It's Yushalmi and Aleph Aleph. So we have two makaros, the Tosefta and the Braisa, which say the result is Kilo Pogia Be'erva, Nevlad Mamzer. Yushalmi doesn't say Kilo Pogia Be'erva, it says Harezu Bilos Nos, Makar Yosef Lad Mamzer. Great. So those are different statements we have in the Gemara, in the Tanaim and Amarayim. Most of them seem to say, according to Abishal, you need a negative kavana, meaning l'shem nachasim l'shem noi, in order to be problematic. Most of them, the problem is kilo pagir be'erva. Yushalmi has the problem as simus, and our Gemara in Lamed Tes has an additional problematic case of l'shem ishos. We have to deal with all those cases. Yaakov, just my introduction was that I haven't really done the Sogias of all yet. So if people have RSS Sogias, please feel free to say things. So the first question is, we're going to have to deal with each factor independently. You have Isser, you have Kenyon, you have Mitzvah, you have Mamzer, and you have Erva. So you have all these different factors, we're going to have to see where each of them come into play according to the various Shidos and the Rishonim and the Akronim. So first we're going to deal with Isser. What level Isser are we dealing with? It's a Deraisa of the Rabbanon. There's a whole din of Abishal, a Deraisa of the Rabbanon. So you have a Ritva in Yavamos Daf and Gimel on the base and the Nemuka Yosef there, who both say Beferish. They both have an option that the entire din of Abishal is a din de Rabbanan. That's what it sounds like at least. Why do they say this?
Where?
Nun Gimel on the base. It's on the first mission of the sixth parak. They say this because the first mission of the sixth parak says Habal Yavimto the shame mezid whatever your kona. The shame mezid, whatever the word is, being mezid, sounds like it's the shame's nos. That's what Rashi says. It says Rakona. If it's an Isser Dereisa, you shouldn't be Kona. Elamai must be an Isser Derabanan. Just one nuanced difference between the Ritzvah and the Ritzvah and the Rabbi Yosef is in terms of the effect the Chazal had on the Kinyan. The Rabbi Yosef just says it's an Issur Derabanan to do. That sounds like you're completely Kona. The Ritzvah has Lashon that according to Abba Shal, you're not Kona Midrabanan. Or at least he says according to the Chachamim, you're Kona Midrabanan. And so the inference would be according to Abba Shal, there's no Kinyan Derabanan. I'm not exactly sure what the nafkamina of a king Rebbe would be. Maybe continuing being married to her without doing anything else. Whatever. Sorry?
Chalitza?
Maybe Chalitza? I don't know. Ritzvah has a mashmal, as Karna pointed out, that it sounds like according to Abishal, Chazal not only created an Isser, but he also created a lack of kinyan. So they both assume the Isser is the Rabbanan. Rav Chanan goes one step further. Rav Chanan, Kovitz Aros, Gimel Vav, says not only is it Mutar Midor Raisa, he also thinks it's mutter mitzvah rabbanan. It's completely mutter according to that mashal to have via the shame, knowing the shame, the chasam, the shem yishas. Just that there's certain bad ramifications, such as the kid's going to be a mamzer. But alt iser v'heter is going to be completely mutter. I'll read you the lashon. I think that's what he's saying at least. Even the sphere the abashal, the ain't kona osa below kavana. After muda abashal, the ain't iser b'viyazo. To low gara mibia mu'beres, nikomakom avad mamzer, kivin lo tapsi bakidushin mitam erva. Meaning, it sounds like he's saying, according to Abba Shal, everything's fine. Maybe there might be an Isser Derabanan there created.
It's not his point. His point is that there's no Isser Derabanan. His point is that there's no. His point is distinguishing erva legabe to his kedushin and erva legabe Isser.
Right, so you're saying that I shouldn't read this literally. If there's probably an Isser Derabanan that creates a mamzer, it's not a good thing to do. Creating mamzer is a bad thing, is a bad value. But it may not be like a formal Isser Derabanan.
Of course, there's no curse. It's no curse. It's no curse. All you see from
Yisrael is no curse. Also, it's right. That's true. So those are shittos that assume entirely of Abishal is Rabbanan. If it's Rabbanan, what's the motivation? Like, why would Chazal create such a din? It's understandable because they wanna have nice people. You know, it's not, you don't want to do mitzvahs for the wrong reasons, especially over here you're possibly tripping over some type of latent erva, and it's easily confusable with some other cases. So therefore, maybe if Chazal created mitzvah Rabbanan to be all the shame of Dvarim Achirim. I didn't see a motivation in the Nimukhi Yosef and the Ritzvah as to why Chazal would create such a din if the entire thing is Rabbanan. The more interesting shittos are the shittos that assume that we're dealing with the real Isser Derisa here. If you have Kavana, the shame, noi, the shame, the chasim, the shamishos, so then it's going to be, you're violating Isser Derisa. The question is, what Isser Derisa are you violating? So the Tosefta and our Gemara say, ki ilu pogia be'erva. Hashos and ki ilu pogia be'erva is that we're dealing with an Isser Derisa. That Isser Eishes Ach is Yibam is only Docha the Isser Eishes Ach. It's not completely Hatra. You need a certain situation. You need a certain type of Yibam to be Docha the Isser. Rishonim says Beferah Shirashi and Bechoros is Afid Gemal and Aleph on that Mishnah. He says Isser is Eishes Ach. The Ramban and the Ritzvah both sound like the Ramban and Lama Tess, the Ritzvah and the Gimel both sound like the Isser is Eishes Ach, assuming that we're dealing with Isser Derisa. And the Ramban Beferah Shnayos in Bechoros and the Tshuva and Simon Kafayin, which is quoted by Rabban Chanan in a couple places. It's also very clear that Isser is an Isser Ach. And the way the Rambam sort of spells it out, and he says that according to Chachamim, Isser Ach is Chatra, Ishas Nefila, and therefore any type of Bia is going to be Kona, and it's not going to be an Isser Ach, which is the way he paskins in Mishnah Torah. It sounds like he paskins that Isser Ach is Chatra. But according to Abishal, Isser Ach is Tukuya. I mean, Isser is there, you need Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah. You need Mitzvah's Yibam in order to be Dochet. Therefore, if you don't have Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah, you're violating Isser Eishes Ach, and it's not going to be a Kinyan. Right. So the Rambam sort of flows all the way through that this Machlokas between Abishal and Chamin really is whether or not Eishes Ach is Chutra Mishas Nefila or requires Bias Mitzvah to be Dochet.
He doesn't pass Magav Shal.
And the Rambam does not seem to pass Magav Shal. There's a Lechem Mishnah somewhere that thinks he passes with a Splits of an MS based on the Rambam of Haskirishan. I did not get a chance to look it up. But the Pashas is that the Rambam and Aleph Beis Nibam Paskins and Tzvazim and Chodemus. So that is the Pashtos. The Isser is an Isser Eishes Ach. Yushalmi, again, had the Lashon, Kilo Boel Bilos Nos, and at the next line, Yerushalmi, connects Shitas Abishal with Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that there is, that there, you create Mam Zeros with Isser Lav.
Even Rabbi Akiva doesn't have that.
So what's going on?
Yerushalmi
and Abba. Yerushalmi says, Abishal goes like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, you create Mam Zeros with Chayvi Lavin.
Right.
So too, according to Abishal, if you'll be the shame of Aramahirim,
Let's say she's not Eishes Av, she's Znos.
Right.
Znos doesn't create for Rabbi Akiva, even if we're in Rambam and Rabbi Akiva.
That's the way Rabbi Khan understands it. Rabbi Khan and Gimel says, Mano de Keva and Deina Yavan Kona Osa Bevia Lashem Nari, Mimila Havia Asura Mishum Yavan Lashok.
And he has to do, in order to get out of Yavan Lashok, you have to do the Torah Tivah.
Right. So
that's
Yerushalmi. Rabbi Khan and Kobe Zara Simon Gimel. Yerushalmi, the next line Yerushalmi seems to reject this, because it says that... What is it? For the Ovam himself. But at least at this stage of Yerushalmi, Rabbi Khanan seems to think that this is a Maskanas Yerushalmi. It's unclear as to how to read the Hemshev. There is an Isra Yavam of the Shuk for the Ovam himself if you do not do the Shem Mitzvah. What this would mean about the history of Amal Ashok is probably very fascinating. So gives which I haven't really seen yet, but I guess people could imagine with their own imaginations what exactly this would mean. That seems to be the Shita Yerushalmi. The Chazon Ish, working within the Imuk Yosef, holds an Issa Darabanan, but seemingly standing as an independent idea, sort of as an in-between Shita. What he seems to say is that generally speaking, by mitzvahs, you could have all these ulterior motives. You could have kavana l'shem noi, kavana l'shem whatever. I could take a gula v'esrog, the shame that people should think I'm a good person, and I'm still yotzei the mitzvah. Some reason over here is different. So the way he says it is that klapei olam hazeh, like in the halakhic framework of this world, it's completely okay for me to have bia l'shem noi, l'shem all these things. But there's like a ratzon haTorah, there's a ratzon haTorah element involved. That Hashem, in within the context of history of Yibam, wants Yibam to be done for a certain purpose.
What purpose?
The purpose of Hakam Hashem. And if you're not doing it for that purpose, granted you're not doing anything Asar Midoraisa, but you're violating Ratzon HaTorah.
What if you do it for neutral?
So neutral, we'll get to in a second.
Is that specifically because otherwise it would be an Isser?
So he doesn't. The way he has two deos. There's Maskana. Maskana is even more fascinating. Maskana is that according to Abishal, if you have bia the shem noi, you're mekayim the mitzvah even. It's not even considered a bias isser. But the chafila, it's against Ratzon HaTorah for you to have that bia the shem noi, and therefore what Abishal says based on that, this was police of the demos.
So, he's saying you should choose to not violate
the Lishma.
So,
yeah.
You need the Lishma.
You need the Lishma.
No, but it's not Makiv in the Mitzvah.
It's not Makiv in the Mitzvah.
That's very strange. You have a Mitzvah Daraisa, and
first,
you're not going to do it because of Ratzon HaTorah?
Right. First he says it's going to be Makiv in the Mitzvah, and because of a question, you know, he has a question from Dachav. He says,
it's not independent Ratzon HaTorah.
It's Ratzon HaTorah in the Mitzvah.
But that's very strange. I agree with Mitzvah Daraisa.
The reason why Kosh Baruch gives you this Mitzvah Daraisa because the Hashem. It's almost like Torah made a little plug. Torah didn't structure the Ratz into the halakha.
Right, but that's the Ratz Torah mitzvah.
The Ratz Torah mitzvah. I know
that
can get shame.
So then you can't have the Ratz Torah mitzvah. It's a kodemus.
Why?
That's what you have. I think that's what you're saying. Okay, Gavner, if you're only doing a Yibam it's not going to be the kind of Ratz Torah, then it's chalitz. It's a better thing to do.
Why is the Ratzon HaTorah
your Kavanah?
It's very
Ratzon
HaTorah.
If he's willing to say that, it's going to be a lot of machine. It's the same thing.
I think he's getting from Ansar Hajj, but I don't know if he's something similar. I think he's from Lashon Gemara. Lashon Gemara is, you know, the Ke'ilu and Karo Ve'inai. What's all that? Ke'ilu and Karo Ve'inai. Because it's not really.
Because we're looking at the eyes of the Torah.
It should have been a Mam Zera. It's just Torah never actually said it was going to be. But the time of the day, it should have been.
Basically, they're saying even further. It's like existing at two levels at the same time. Klapei Shmaya, Mamish is a Mam Zera. Mamish is a Mam Zera. Just the way we're knowing way we view it.
So he said it?
He is with Machag, but it, then when he reformulated it, right. He just said rest on the Torah, that you shouldn't do it.
The way he originally said it sounded like it was two truths at the same time. Yes.
It's a kufkaf test good gimbal.
It's a very good test good gimbal.
Kufkaf test good gimbal.
It's very good.
It's a very kufkaf test good gimbal. It's a very interesting model for other areas of halakha,
yeah.
Where you have like the motivation mattering to a degree.
Not only the motivation for you. They want you to think.
Yeah, meaning the Torah.
It's not time of the crow. It's.
It's really assuming that like halakha system works on two different levels. It's like the key mitzvot in this world I get if I just do the ma'isa, and there's a certain reason Hashem wants me to do it. And in this instance, for whatever reason, that reason has practical ramifications in terms of what's going on.
Could, meaning especially the meaning of Zeris, it's not so. I mean, if from Zeris taking a different view of Zeris than let's say Ramban. But that Zeris is sort of a lack of a proper. Yachat, yichus, and there's no family to place you. So here that's not going to be a problem. And here you have the tchanim, which are necessary to be kosher, b'dinei Torah, b'dinei Torah, b'dinei Adam. The Ratzon HaTorah element is more of the opposite perspective, more of the Ramban's perspective on what Zeus is. So then you can see why that distinction, right? Meaning, Zeus is based on a certain perspective of how people see this Vlad. Can we put him in the right family? But that's different than. I can hear more. That's a big chiddush.
Okay, so now the question is now we have three possibilities for this. Maybe Issa, maybe Din the Chachila Daraisa to not have Bia Lashem Noi. Number one, Isha Sakat Pasha, Susnos, meaning Yavam Lashok, and this Din the Chachila idea of the Zakatanesh. So the question is, how does Kavanah help? What's the role of Kavanah in terms of overcoming these Daraisa hurdles?
If you start with this way of looking at it, that's what we jump to explain. That's why Chazal might have made Mishra Rabban.
Right. That's what he's trying to explain in Mukhi Yosef.
Right. He probably.
Right. So the way other opponent pointed out, the Mukhi Yosef doesn't say any of this, but it could be. But he thinks,
you asked the question before, but where he hasn't explained why the Chazal made Mishra Rabban.
So he thinks that this is the background to the Mukhi Yosef. So I guess that's true. I didn't put two together, but that's where he's coming to explain. So how does Kavanah help? So, I think there are two general approaches you could take. If you look at Rav Chanan in Kovetz Aras and Simon Lefav, he has one side to say that this is the general din by Tachiyos. That whenever you have a Seidu Kolosa, say, or one mitzvah being no Paneser, you always require a certain Kavanah Lashma. The way he says it is that there's different elements of mitzvah. You need the best mitzvah possible, the strongest mitzvah possible, in order to be Docha Neser. Rav Chanan, Kovetz Aras, Simon Lefav. Granted, you're going to see the mitzvah without Kavanah Lashma, but because you're being Docha Neser over here, you need the strongest form of mitzvah, you have to have Kavanah Lashem mitzvah. So, as a general, then it's in terms of strengthening your mitzvah to allow it to be Docha Yeser. The Pashto seems to be that this is not a general din by Tachiyos. By Seidu Kolosa, I say there aren't so many Makaros that point in the direction that you do require Kavanah Lashem mitzvah, or a certain element of Shema, in order to be Docha. And Rav Chanan himself says that Dafer Zatzarak Vedika, that we don't really find Makaros that support this. So then he says that we have a pasuk in the Gemara, Yavama Yavo Aleha, and that seems to be the Makar of Abishal. Seems to be a specific series of kasuk, the Gabi Yibam, that we require this type of kavana, the Shem Mitzvah, at least not kavana, the Shem Noi, the Shem Kavanah here. So I think another possible way to say it is if it's not strengthening the mitzvah in order to be Dolch of Yeser, which you could say I didn't say this very so clearly. You could say generally speaking true by Zechios. You could say even by Seidu Kolosa, you don't need Kavanah Lashem Mitzvah. You don't need such a super strong mitzvah. But here it's Neser Karis. Generally speaking, Asay is not Seidu Kolosa, Seidu Shesh Bakari. So if here it's Kosa, that it is. So you have to strengthen the Asay and make it as strong as possible. The other way to go is to say no. Even within Abishal, that the Iser, Ishas Ak still exists, still you can have a sort of Hutra approach, meaning just within a certain circumstances. It's not that the Iser, Ishas Ak falls away, Mishas Misa. The Iser, Ishas Ak falls away if you're doing a Maisa Yibam. It's not that Ma'aseh Yibam is dope for the lav. Within the context of Ma'aseh Yibam, the lav doesn't exist.
They still didn't go on over there.
No, so what's defined as a Ma'aseh Yibam? So maybe Abishol, based on this pasuk, assumes that...
Ma'aseh Yibam differs from the Mitzvah Yibam?
Ma'aseh Yibam is different from the Mitzvah Yibam, exactly. Mitzvah Yibam, or it might be Ma'akev in a backhanded fashion, so you're not Kona, maybe you're with the Mitzvah. But we're not looking for the Mitzvah to be dope of Yisr, we're looking for something defined as a Ma'aseh Yibam. Maybe the Gezeiras Kasuv was telling you for whatever reason. Again, it's very interesting to speculate. In order to get a Ma'aseh Yibam, you require Kavanah Lishma, at least not negative Kavanahs. I'm not exactly sure if there are other ways to say it as to why the Kavanah, if you need positive Kavanah Lishma Mitzvah, why that would be necessary.
If you take that approach,
Right, I mean, generally speaking, in halakha, you don't need that, though. Meaning, if
you have such a thing as called a mitzvah, you don't need that.
You're saying it's a general debt, that you always define maisa by kavana, by the shema, what the motivation of maisa is. And over here...
Otherwise, what way to distinguish between what's considered maisa yibam and what's being borrowed in yishtah?
You can say the situation,
it's 5 years later. When you first had beer with her, she was in Yishtzah. When you had beer with her 5 years later, her brother's dead, it's evil.
You can say the context of the situation.
That's saying more like, either you're saying it's right when this is even or you're saying it's social
media. No, you can say that if the Zika exists, then any beer is fine as a Ma'aseh Yibam.
There's an obituary in the paper. You can look in factually.
On the principle. Okay, I'm sorry. Why are you distinguishing between Ma'aseh and Ma'aseh Yibam? Why is there a in the key?
It could be. I'm saying that, but it's if you.
How do you want to make it more complicated? I'm not going to say
that. Because if the point of Kavanah is not to make a Lishma, it's not strengthening the Mitzvah, make it strong enough to be Dokah the Yeser. But really, also the Chiyos, Mitzvahs in general, Mitzvahs Yibam should be able to be Dokah, shouldn't be able to be Dokah. It's not that Kavanah strengthens the Mitzvah, it's that Kavanah has to be playing another role to get rid of Yishasach.
Or maybe a role for some reason, simply in the nature of mitzvahs, even as a kind of mitzvahs come on for whatever reason.
More than other mitzvahs.
I don't know why, but they have a drasha for it.
So maybe
because, otherwise in the Sirei Shazach, maybe because the whole mahus of the mitzvah, maybe simply because it's not so different what you're trying to say, but it's separate from this. That's objectively positive to do. This, objectively, out of any context, is a what transforms it into a mice of the foul, but not to the mice of mitzvah of the foul.
I mean, it's still the mice of mitzvah of the foul.
Is that what
you're saying? Right, it's basically what Jesus is saying without saying about the mitzvah.
If you don't look at the context, it looks like the mice of the Esnus or something else. So you need the Kavanah.
Yeah, they have this thing between the mice and the mitzvah. You see, that's what makes it a mice of mitzvah.
Yeah, but you can forget about the...
That's what Rukhan means by the Gezer Kotzim, no?
I mean, he just says Gezer Kotzim.
I'm saying, you can put in any of these svaras into what he means by that, yes. By that, in that place. You also can put in his svar also there, though.
Right, no, I'm just...
No, but I hear what I'm saying.
I'm just generally hesitant to certainly conclude. I mean, I'm saying this, or maybe because no, between my scene without a mitzvah, so I'm wondering if there's any hechach to say it over here.
Yeah, I mean, I think the important point is just in general, that's what Rabbi Lasky is pointing out, that you need kavana to create whatever it is that gets rid of the Israel Shasach. Not that kavana strengthens mitzvah, therefore the mitzvah is stronger, and therefore a stronger mitzvah could be doka the Israel Shasach. Great. It's not the question.
It's strange because in other contexts, of course, you don't need kavana. I mean, at least you create a kinyan and things like that. That for the mission of the way that you don't need kavana.
Right, so we'll have to see whether or not within this issue of the race approach, how to relate to that Mishnah. So we'll get there in a second. So I think these two general mahalchim might affect a couple of different issues about defining the kavana, defining the scope of what Abishol's din actually is. So number one is. Number one is, I guess it's sound like this. What is Lashem Ishos? That's bad. According to our Gemara, Abba Shaul says, according to the Vimta, Lashem Noi Lashem Ishos, Lashem Devarah, Kilo Pogia Be'erba. So that Misham Ishos doesn't appear in the Tosefta and doesn't appear in the Yerushalmi. So Tosefta says, Misham Ishos, this is typically Aleashin Ishos. Meaning not just to be married for the sake of being married. It sounds like you wanna be married for some, because you want people to know that you're married. It's not like you actually want to marry her. You just want to have, you want people to know you're not a bachelor. You're actually not married. It sounds like, again, it sounds like it's making it more ulterior. You might be able to say otherwise in Tosfos, but that's sort of what it sounds like. The Aruch HaNeir understood Tosfos that way. And he says, I don't understand why Tosfos is doing this. Why does Tosfos say the Shem Ishos means for something ulterior? Shem Ishos means for mitzvah's marriage. There's a mitzvah to get married. You want to be married to this lady. And Shem Ishos means for the sake of marriage.
That's problematic.
And that is problematic even according to Abishal.
The contrast is Tosfos is mitzvah's Shem Ishos.
Contrast is a shame, mitzvah, Ibra.
That helps
you. That's why he's coming. Yeah. So this goes on to say, as opposed to shame later, which is a shame, it's a zebra.
Oh, right. So you need to talk about
positive mitzvah. It has mamash to count, and it's a zebra.
Right. Thank you. And Rashi in a couple of places also sounds like that. Rashi and Lama Tassim the Beast. He says, the mitzvah, mash the shame mitzvah zivam, except yivamah. Again, it sounds like in kavanah the shame mitzvah zivam. Stam kavanah, the shame marriage, would still be kilo pagia be'erva. So, it's a double question. Number one, the question is, what is mitzvah zivam? If mitzvah zivam is just to get married, so then you can have a lower level kavanah and still say it's about the mitzvah. But if you think mitzvah zibam is stam debiya, just to do the mitzvah zibam, and still, so then it will make sense that if the purpose is to strengthen a mitzvah, or you have to get a or kavanah to create a mitzvah, so then you're going to require kavanah to shame mitzvah zibam. The more you think you're just trying to define a ma'aseh via, or maybe define, not just strengthening the mitzvah, here maybe this is why the ma'aseh thing becomes more important. That it's not about the ma'aseh mitzvah per se, it's just about not doing anything negative, just wanting to do it for the sake of being married. Maybe that's enough of a ma'aseh yibum, because there are, part of the purpose of yibum is to be married to her, and therefore that's going to be enough to get rid of the iser hashasah. Just an interesting shita, which you could place where you want. The Rabino Gershom in Bechoros Tafid Gimel says the shame kavanah l'shem mitzvah is l'hakim l'achiv shem, hakam l'shem l'achiv. So either he's saying that is the mitzvah, and that is kavanah l'shem mitzvah, or the mitzvah really is just do my sabiyah. But over here, kavanah l'shem mitzvah means generally speaking positive kavanos, and not stam. In which case also.
That would sound more Arachonair esque, no?
That would sound more Arachonair esque. But
you don't know what the Kadvadin is.
Right, he might not suffice. Rabbi Gershom might not suffice with the shame Ishos, the shame marriage.
You don't know what the inverse is, whatever. Right. That's right. You don't know what the bad thing is.
And there's another sheet along the spectrum, is that the Beis Shmuel. And if an Ezra, somewhere or other, nowhere, says that only if you have ulterior karbanos are you kilo pogea be'erva. If you're a stam, just have bia without thinking anything. So then it's not kilo pogea be'erva, and it's unclear whether or not you get the mitzvah according to him.
The most solution would be enough between you and the glass, you know?
Oh, so that's not going to be...
It's Kufayn Dalek. Right?
Yeah, I think it's in the same in the...
Kufayn Dalek Gimel.
It's in the same in the Mrs. which was in the Kufayn Dalek Gimel.
Yeah, there are a couple of Bishmols I forgot to write down. Well, we're all done with.
Kufayn Dalek Gimel.
Just another... Right, so that's one issue. What is this... What happens if you just have another Shem Ishos, so now the Shem Mitzvah Zibam? Another issue would be, let's say you have both Kavanos. So the Chazon Ish, in that piece, Kuf Kav Tes.
I'm trying to explain there. I'm sure I might be trying to explain this.
So the Chazon Ish says that this is, the piece of both Kavanos is bad. It definitely has to be the Shem Mitzvah Zibam. Other Akharim, I forgot who, the part Yosef, says that, no, if you have Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah and L'Shem Noi, that's perfectly fine.
No, he says bad.
He says bad. Somebody says it's good. I forgot who.
He says bad. And he says, I am the Ron in the presence of
him. I forgot who. Somebody says, if you have both Kavanos, we don't know how to get back to you about it. Both Kavanos is good. Chazanish says both Kavanos are bad. You have to have Kavanah down for L'Shem Mitzvah.
First question in the Gemara, because the stammer, why wouldn't the guy also have the shame? those are
right. That's why I saw someone say Atzer Rashi Eskina. Like, why would this person not have another Shekhinah Svas? I don't know. But I think it also connects to this. I mean, if the purpose is to strengthen the mitzvah, so as long as you have kavanah l'shem mitzvah, the mitzvah is strengthened, and therefore you're going to have enough power in the mitzvah to bedoka isra'i shasa'ah. If you think that there's some special din by ibum, either for the ma'aser or for the mitzvah, you acquire the shema, so then having an ulterior motive might be bad. It might be totally in the Gedarim called Tarakula about l'shma l'shma, whatever it is. Okay, great. So those are some of the kavanos issues that might be tali on these two approaches with the role of kavana. Number one, stam. Number two, lishma v'sholishma. So now the question is, what about the kinyan? If you assume that we'll go through the different other possibilities, permutations about the other factors one by one. So if you assume there's this sort of derisa here, if you have via the shame noi, the shame that are out there, so are you kona or b'di'evet? Are you married yet? So the Ramban, sorry?
Mitzvah b'avel
b'era? Right, so you probably don't get the mitzvah. But the question is, does the kinyan going to be how? It's hard to assume that you violate a sort of derisa and still you get the mitzvah. I was trying to find somebody said that, but I... I mean, the only way to say it is if you assume the kinyan happens, and the whole sole definition of the mitzvah is just to create the tzav of creating a kinyan. So, granted, my violation is the raisa, but my side of the kinyan was created, and the mitzvah.
Yeah, that was necessary for just a minute.
What if it's like a total outside
issue? Yeah, totally outside issue. You could theoretically say such a thing.
But here's the issue. Right, it's hard. Assuming the issue is Yeshua's out.
Even if it's Yeshua's out, though, if it's natural to the
issue. They're not saying it's Yeshua's out, right? Chazal points to explain why it's not.
He says it's right. Right. I mean, the Maisa, it's not also the race if you did it. The only other possible the race is Yibam Lashok. So that's, I don't know.
Because the Rebbe Banido said that you, assuming he has dance with the Gemara Misachim, you have to hold something like that, no?
Could it be
Lashuk? He holds that there's.
Right.
He holds that. He holds your point with that.
Right. So the whole thing doesn't apply at all.
No, that's right. But if you wanted to say. Sorry, great. Only if you hold like Rav Chaim in the system there. You can't switch between the two of them, so then you have to say that you get the mitzvah without the lowest system. As just
with
the yeah, you get the mitzvah over. So that would be mom. If you hold Rav Chaim, then just with the can't answer. Well, it depends. A lot of Chaim you can't get out of the Rav Chaim, but it's true. Being the Lashon Chaim and Lashon Chaim. It's totally if you depending how you answer, but there's definitely. There's definitely a reason to think that way.
So the Tashas is that you're not going to get the mitzvah if you think there's a mitzvah that's going to be here. There's a possibility since you do. The more important questions are the kinyan and mamzeros. So in terms of the kinyan, so the Ramban and Lamates and the Ritva and the Gimel and the Sfor Steya assume that if the Isser isn't Isser Deraisa, so then you would not be Kona. And that's why the Ramban says, Abishal was against Mishnah and Daf. Lamates. The Ramban thinks that we're dealing with an Isser Deraisa of HSA. The Mishnah and Gimel, sorry, says that you're Kona if you have ulterior motives, and the two things match them. Achronim are mufurash that you try to split. The Beishmuel in Ibn Ezer Kuf Samak Vav Hey has two days about this. One day is that according to Abishal you're violating an Isser Deraisa of HSA, and still the Mishnah and Gimel assume that you're Kona. So you can violate Nisr the rights of Eshazach and still be Kona the Yavama. He doesn't say Eshazach, but the assumption is that anybody doesn't say anything is dealing with Eshazach. The Karen Ora, the Karen Ora on Lama Tesla and Beis has two deals about this, where it's Havana Maskana. He seems to reject the Maskana, but at least one stage of the argumentation. He doesn't talk about the mitzvah. That was the previous comment. Karen Ora Lama Tesla also raises this possibility that there is a Kenyan, the Oresma, even though we're violating an Israel Oresma, which is off. According to my dad, the Tosfos might seem like something like this. Because Tosfos, Haskins like Abishal. Pashas and Abishal might be in the Oresma, and Tosfos never points out that the Mishnah and Gimbal is Shlokal Kosla. So you put all the Tosfos in, the first Tosfos in, the silent Tosfos together. The question is what together hard bargain. If you're violating an Isser Deraisa, so what are the different possibilities as to why the Kinyan would work?
Depending on
what the reason for
the Tosas
and
Beyond is the Kabbashal, right? Right, so all the other Rishonim also, right. Do any of them say not like the Mishnah?
Yeah,
it seems like the Rashi probably even stronger, right?
No, the question is your assumption that they must hold Strabon. Right. I guess that's the assumption. I don't know why he says, maybe Tosas does hold Strabon. I don't know. Unless you always assume everything's the right until someone tells you it's the right.
If you have a pasta, okay, maybe it's the right and let's go. But otherwise, I don't know.
So then we might have a shiva like that, no? If you do the things that are together there, and you think it's all the same as well, so then you really come out there.
Okay.
Kind of lets you get the Kenyan, you open the lab.
I don't think it's impossible. The problem in Asia, specifically in Asia's Ach, then you have to say that the Lumbus Abishol is not a necessity in the middle.
The issue is, if you assume that there's an issue of the rights of Ishasah, that should be Munea to this description. That's the starting assumption of some Rishonim and Rishonim. Let me start the other way. There seem to be two possible reasons as to why an issue of the Raisa would be Munea the Yibam from working. Number one, because we're dealing with an Isser Karis, Isser Ishasah, she's an Erevah, and generally speaking, Kedushin is not to a place for Arayus. Number two, if we do want to deal with a specific Yibam track, it's like a mitzvah Baba Vera. So the Ramban and Daf Kaf says that assuming that whenever there's no mitzvah Yibam Deraisa, or it's also to do Yibam, Ba'al Volkanu, one of his Lashonos is that because Mishum Shabiyasin V'yasar, therefore the Kenyan does not work. It could be a mitzvah Baba Vera, or something of that sort. But either in the general din that you're dealing with Israel Shasa, you have to deal with a specific thing about Mitzvah Baba Vera or Kinyan Baba Vera. So in terms of the specific thing, it's not so hard to be Mechalik. You could say that granted it might be Ma'akev or Mitzvah, but Mechalik between the Mitzvah and the Kinyan, we already have Rishonim for Achronim, at least before I should say that Mechai Belav and Vasei, even though you're violating an Isser Baba Kanu, so what you have to do is split between the Mitzvah and the Kinyan. A more pertinent, the more difficult issue.
Okay, you say what you're speaking about?
Meaning in terms of the issue of the fact you're doing a Maisa B of Isser, National Vector Kinyan. So you're only going to say that the Maisabi of Isser affects your Kinyan if you assume some connection to the Mitzvah and the Kinyan, possibly. So once you separate the Mitzvah from the Kinyan, granted you're doing a Maisabi as Isser, and therefore there's no Mitzvah, but still we have precedence of Banu by Isser Deraisa. Meaning Chai Balam Vasei. If you assume Deraisa Balu Kanu. So that we have precedent for. In terms of being married to somebody with whom you violated an Isser Ishas Ah, which is an Isser Erva, is something that's more interesting. So, I forgot who says this, but somebody says that that's the reason why all the Rishonim assume that, by the Ravana of the Tosum, if you're doing an Isser Deraisa, it's not going to be Kana, because she's an Erva, she's a regular Ishas Ah. So this is where
say precisely how much water is concentrated
in the Tara Roma, which means what's it's kind of because closure should be. I read that in the Tara Roma, if I think correctly, it's Rabbi Chanan says as far as well. If you assume that each Tzitzis Kiddushin is not based on the Isser Erva, the Isser Karis, the Hormesa Isser, but on the Shame Erva, so then because this very lady, if you had a different Kavana, would it be perfectly Vutaris and would be somebody that you could have Kiddushin with? So therefore, that takes away part of her status as a Shame Erva. So granted you're violating Isser Karis, you're violating an Isser, something that's very Chamor, and if you assume that was Manet Fisus Kiddushin, so maybe you have a good argument that there should be no marriage here, there should be no Kenyan. But if you make one assumption, A, then each case of condition is based on Shame Erva, not the Isser, and B, because this very lady is Mataris to you in a different situation, that takes away her Shame Erva, so then you can create an argument that there would be a Kenyan situation. I think the Karanoris doesn't say that.
Well, Mochon has that style. Rav Shimon that he quotes. Rav Shimon thinks that they're much closer, they're two different, it's both Tal and Shemer, but they're not Tal and Zebazah. So, first step, which is I think is more fun, is you can have Eitvis Kiddushin of Erva without necessarily having this Erva. He thinks that's what he means. Then he wants to jump, and compelling, but he thinks that you can have the other way also.
He has both stuff, yeah. So maybe that's where I saw it. Maybe it's Erva, maybe it's Mkobet Zara Sunan Gimel. I think the Karen Ora here is a similar question. So that could be how Tfisa's Kiddushin works. The Rav Shimon Shkaf has a different halach, where he says something that's very interesting. He tries to prove that generally speaking in halacha, if you have two kavanos, so we treat both of them as being valid. Shema l'shalashma, so you have two kavanos, so consider both l'shma and shalashma, and just what happens is l'shalashma is also. So here as well, your stump person is not, we're not dealing with Yerushalayim, has kavan l'shem etzvan, also kavan l'shem noe, kavan l'shem devar mechere. So two things are happening simultaneously. Also kavan l'shem etzva rekona her. It's a separate, halakhically speaking, a separate maisa, which is a kavana maisa bia with an ish is ah with shem noi, which is also midaraisa, and that's how you get. That's
you
how you
definitionally
get
have kavana shem etzva. If you don't,
not definitionally, he says minasam a person does.
Oh, that's the point. I mean, he's asserting like that kavana.
Right, he's asserting that you have both kavanas. Yeah. One kavana would get you an Isser, the other kavana would get you a mitzvah. You have both together, so you have a mitzvah, not a mitzvah, a kinyan. A kinyan, which happens to be Isser.
Then another way would say, if you hold the Ishzat, which is Tuchuyas, and then you always hold the Kyushin steps in the Ishzat. And therefore, that chose that Ishazach specifically has its own hashtag for Kyushin.
Or Yibra.
Yeah, Yibra.
Right, that's
another
thing.
I think it's...
The wrath has gone down, that's all.
I think it's similar to the first Malach I said.
It's just flip opposite, though. Instead of saying that there's no shame ever, there's a shame ever, but this shame ever has to be conditional.
Even in case where it's
just Ibram,
yeah, but right. Ibram, I'm not saying that, you know,
but
I can't buy
it. It's still one step more than Rashi and Bey is because here there's an Isser involved.
Right.
You have to assume it's not the.
There's
no makor in Mrs. Yibam, but you violate Isser Eishes Sach.
No, but the point is, if the king of Yibam is not ends up with Nasi Shkoda, isn't Judas a Mesa Kedushin at all? Then even if we made not a mitzvah because it's Usher, so maybe it can be a mitzvah, then it doesn't necessarily mean that if you want to make that distinction, it's a Kenyan,
right,
I don't see why that
Milo's approach is it works in Abishol better than the first one, because in Abishol, the whole point about saying, let's take the Rambam's perspective, she is an Erva. It's not right to say she's not an Erva, she is an Erva. The reason why you have Heter is for a specific reason. It's the most definitive perspective you could possibly have. So then it'd be strange to say that she doesn't have a Shem Erva lineage as a Kedushin. Rather say she has a Shem Erva, but he holds that every Gibor has a Shem Erva, and still is his Kedushin. I'm not
right.
Before your brother died, but once your brother has died, in the Oderech Bir, if you try to do
it,
you could hold very much like a rational meaning. He could hold that Maimer is Mikona. Abishol wouldn't have to hold like Beisham in any sense, meaning only the Bir itself would be.
I hear that as
metaphor,
thank you. That's great. I'm very happy I'm doing this. So then the next issue on the list of issues is Manzeros. Is there Manzeros or not? And so the lesson of the Gemara is Korobin Adios about Mamzer. It sounds like it's not really a Mamzer. The Ramban in Lamates quotes the Gemara. He reformulates it. He says, Tehid Epsher Shri Hezek Kinfogia Be'erva Behavlad Mamzir Rechvan of Rabbi the Kanye. And that's this line where he says this is against the mission of Gimel. But the way he reforms Abashal is Kinfogia Be'erva Behavlad Mamzir. So he takes out the word Karabinai. So either it's a slip of the tongue, like you just wanted to write quickly, so you let some Karabinai. But Karabinai are fairly important words. So if you want to.
What's the care referring to?
Right?
What's the care referring to?
Right, so that's a very interesting question. The question is, could it be Mutter and Mutter Reis and still have a Vlad Mamzer?
Because the kid could be Kit Pogeva and Vlad Mamzer.
Kipo Geva Erva, they have Vlad Mamzer. Both could have Vlad Mamzer. Kipo Geva Erva, Vlad Mamzer.
Is that possible?
Maybe.
So you should have Vladimir.
Okay.
I'm not so good with that. I'm trying to keep it.
No, they have Vladimir. It's kid. Okay, they have Vladimir.
No, it's never. It's ingrammatical. You can state it, but it's not grammatical. What?
Agreed.
Yeah.
It's not so much. Talking to editors. Yeah.
You can't say that. You can't write that in a sentence.
So the items that she says in the Karden about this Rambam in general, Karenor and Lachlamet Hesemavis has the opposite side. He says that it could be that Asa Midereisa and there's no Kenyan, but still he may not be a Mamzer. A fascinating approach. Asa Midereisa, there's no Kenyan.
Chayvizel.
And still the kid is not a mamzer. Why? Because he says mamzeros might require a certain rechuk from the person. And over here, she's mataris you in a certain situation. So there's no rechuk, and therefore it's not going to be a mamzer. Rav Chanan has sort of the opposite approach. He assumes that really there's no iser, like I said before. The same Rav Chanan in Gemara. It's mutar midaraisa, but still because there's a shame erva here, it's not going to be a Kenyan, and the kid is going to be a Mamzer. So you have the Lashon and the Ramban, which may go either way. It sounds like the kid might be a Mamzer. Karen Ora isolates Mamzeros as the one thing that may not exist, even assuming there's an Issa Dereisa and there's no Kenyan. Rav Chanan goes in the opposite direction, puts Tefisa's confusion and Mamzeros together, and assumes that really it's Mutter, but there's no Kenyan, and the kid's going to be a Mamzer. I was wondering if you had anybody who said, if anybody found this. I say Mamzer is the opposite direction. That it's Mutter, there is a Kenyan, and the kid's still a Mamzer. Is that possible? Because there's some shame erva is still there. That would be the other shita along the spectrum. And it's Lahora, it's very, very hard, untenable.
Well, you can even do it with other things because it's the order of shame. And then you can split. You have no mitzvah, yes, Kenyan.
Anyway, so those are shitas and shitiros. So it's a very interesting sukkah because it really opens up a lot of different possibilities about the different connections between all these various points. And it was one more interesting issue. Biashnia. So the Yerushalmi, first of all, the Yerushalmi is very machmer. Yerushalmi says that there was one Amora who was boil hamisha yerushalmi der sadin, meaning seemingly with not get hana. Yerushalmi says he holds like Abishal. So it sounds like according to Abishal, you can't even have hana spia.
I was wondering about that.
That was the
hana, no, if we hold like the hana is a machayev, the hana is a separate machayev, and it makes a mesasek chayev, right? So then, we could say the Hana creates its own Kavana. So how do you?
Interesting.
Right.
I would not assume Derech Sodom means not the Hana. Yeah, Derech Sodom means void the Shem Noi.
Void the Shem Noi. I think. I saw a friend who say, I think I'm Shemesh Gav Sodom. It's against avoiding getting Hana.
I think it's clear. I think it's
clear in your Shem Noi.
Yeah.
I was thinking that. Yeah. Any other Kavanas?
For Mesasek, right? That's your bring to it. I mean, Mesasek Mechal Barai shows you that. Even though you're Masasa, you have no Kavana, the story creates a Kavana, I did the Mice of Beel. So if you think that that's a Dinyan. I'm saying if you take that track, then you
there's a Gemara that sounds like it's. Sure, Pasha Path is not about Kavana, it's about there's a Rashi Mashon. Okay, wait, but the Pasha Path is just finding that the Yachas are Mice, it's not Masasa.
You don't lose the Mile of Masasa, that would be one of my things. One could say that it creates its own Kavana. In which case, then you could really have the problem that the Yerushalmi is getting it, right?
Could
be. Then it's always the Shmav Shalom. Shmav, we hold like the Chazanish. The Yerushalmi passes like the Chazanish.
Obviously.
And the Chazanish returns with the Yerushalmi passing like the Chazanish. So then you have a problem. The
Yerushalmi is more in tune to
the rest of the Torah. It's a song. No, I wouldn't tell that. It's actually a song, right?
Yeah.
The passing
of the Torah. Yeah,
there you go.
One more interesting thing that emerges in the Yerushalmi is that the Gemara and Shabbos Kuf Yud Chasam Beis has the same story. The same Amora who had five kids from Yibam, but the Yubavli assumes that it was for the same Yavama. You showed him there point out that Yerushalmi thinks the Rid Ritva, if you look in the Tosas there just points out that the Yerushalmi says it's five different Yavamos. Kuf Yud Chasam Beis. The Ritva there says that in Yeshua Beis, according to Abishal, there would be an Isser the Shem Noi for Biyashniya as well. You need Kavan HaShem Mitzvah for Biyah.
Well, there's no Mitzvah.
No, you have to do the same thing every beer, or you want to claim it the first time. So.
As long as you did it right the first time, then you'd be mature, probably.
No, that's what the Ritva says.
There's no nasty shit.
No,
lover.
Yeah, it's still
a lover.
Yeah,
that's what I was. No, it's even that.
I don't know. I mean, check up the. I just saw this shop. Kufi is passing my face. Tosfos there just points out Yerushalmi says there were five different Nashim, beer, Rishon, each one. Ritva there explicates it's because of Abishal that Biyashni. Yeah, it was problematic. I forgot the exact question. If he thinks the Shem Noi is problematic for Biyashniya, or you need Kavanah Kavanah Shem Mitzvah for Biyashniya. But either way, it's just
So that means that
it's real Ritzvah.
That means you order the continued Ritzvah.
Yeah, that changes everything for you.
Establish Malach was perfectly for my idea of Mizun, right?
That's
a riot for my idea.
He says there's no way to be a Biyashniya at all.
What? Of course,
no, he had,
assuming that he had.
There is a Heter Biyashniya, just the Shem Noi is problematic.
He's only had Biyos. We have to see inside. He had Biyos, the Shem Mitzvah.
Yeah, I mean,
from the passion of Shalom, it sounded like just your dish, isn't it?
No, it was said there were five ladies. Where am I? Shabbos Kufi. I'm sorry, I'm breaking up right now. If people want to look it up on their own, they can go
to
Kufi Kass, yeah. We could call, we could adjourn this meeting. And.
That shows that there's a continuing mitzvah, even after that one of the Machabim.